Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Corporate Crossover Podcast, Bound for Success. I'm your host, Kevin Long, bringing you inspiring stories and practical advice from the 15 years of helping business professionals start, build or grow their companies by writing and leveraging a book. Each week, we're going to be exploring the world of leaving the corporate rot and transforming into successful entrepreneurs, making a significant impact in the world of business. So if you're feeling boxed in by your 9-to-5 and dreaming of entrepreneurial freedom, you're in the right place. So let's dive in. Welcome back to Corporate Crossover Bound for Success, where we unlock the doors to entrepreneurial excellence and transform visions into victories. I'm Kevin Long, and today we're going to be diving into a topic close to the heart of any visionary leader, and that's the art of writing a business book that transcends being a mere shelf decoration and becomes an indispensable tool for your readers. Now, this episode aims to guide potential authors on creating a business book that offers real, actionable value to its readers, and it also ensures that it becomes a go-to resource rather than just another book on the shelf. So yep, we're talking about a value-based business book, a navigator through the corporate seas, not just another trophy on the bookshelf. So let's explore how your book can become a hands-on toolkit for success. So what is the essence of a value-based business book? Now, in a sea of business literature, making your book stand out requires more than just insightful content. It demands crafting a resource so valuable that readers not only learn from it, but use it repeatedly as a tool for their business journeys. But what sets this impactful book apart from the rest? Okay, now, building a book that works as a tool, just like your computer or anything else that you've got in your business, well, the key lies in creating a book that's not only informative, but also interactive and applicable. Now, I'm going to go through my three things, which I usually do every week. The first one is practicality over theory. Now, while theoretical knowledge is vital, the true worth of a business book lies in its practical application. And it can include case studies, actionable advice, and real-world examples that readers can relate to and implement. Okay, and then you've got interactive elements. Incorporate worksheets, checklists, and templates directly into the book. This hands-on approach encourages readers to not just read, but actually engage with the content actively. And many of my authors now have sort of blank pages in their book, so they can make notes at the end of each chapter or at the end of each exercise. And evergreen content, you've got to focus on timeless principles that provide long-term value rather than fleeting trends. Now, this ensures your book remains relevant and in use for years. Because as you've heard say many times, fundamentals in any business do not change. The foundations are the bedrock of your business. Why do books end up on the bookshelf? Understanding why some books, they end up forgotten on a shelf is crucial to avoiding the same fate. And there's a few different ways, you know. Lack of relatability. Books that fail to connect with the reader's immediate needs or challenges often gather dust. Ensure your content addresses the current pain points of the target audience. Now, most of you know I offer a free book template, which I call it the connection section that they will connect. And this is so, so, so important. Overwhelming complexity. A common pitfall also is making content too complex or jargon heavy. You've got to strive for clarity and simplicity. Making your book accessible to both novices and seasoned professionals. Okay, so transitioning your book from being purely informational to transformational is about inspiring action and change. Okay, so here's a quick success story. Share success stories of individuals or businesses that have applied the principles discussed. These narratives inspire readers and demonstrate the tangible impact of your advice. And step-by-step guides. Break down your process into digestible, step-by-step guides. This not only demystifies complex concepts, but it also empowers readers to take action. That's why I always give a little tip, you know, if somebody looks at Success Story on these every single week. So never underestimate the power of design and layout in enhancing the usability of your book. You've got to have a clear structure. A well-organized book with clearly defined sections and chapters helps readers easily navigate and reference information. Like I say, a lot of books, in my instance, I read a book first, and then I'll go back and I'll highlight sections which I think, yeah, I'm going to read that again and again. And that's what people do. And visual aids. You can incorporate charts, graphs, infographics now to summarize key points visually. This aids in comprehension and retention. And you can even put videos in books now, but certainly the digital versions. And in the printed versions, you can put links to it. So ensuring your book is used and not just read. To ensure this, your book serves as a tool. And, you know, I would say consider the following strategies. Digital companions. Offer digital resources such as downloadable templates or access to an online community to complement the book. Now, this extends the learning experience far beyond the written page that they've just read, which can lead on to workshops and seminars. Organize workshops or seminars based on your book's content. Now, you've heard me say this before, because it brings the material to life and allows for direct interaction with your audience. Okay, so if you consider the book, The Lean Startup by Eric Ries, it's not just read, it's used as a manual by startups worldwide for its practical frameworks and real-life applicability. And many of my clients do the same. So, in conclusion, your blueprint for a business tool. Writing a value-based business book that serves as a critical tool, it is an art. It's about blending practical wisdom, interactive content, and timeless advice into a resource that entrepreneurs and professionals like yourself will reach for time and time again. So we've come to that time again where it's nearly the end of the podcast. So I just want to say thank you for joining us on Corporate Crossover Bound for Success. And may the books you write and the books you read not just occupy space on a shelf, but become catalysts for growth and change in your professional journey. So until next time, keep writing, keep reading, and most importantly, keep implementing. So have a great weekend, and I'll catch you next week. Here's to your success. Love and light. And that's a wrap for today's episode of Corporate Crossover Podcast, Bound for Success. I want to thank you for joining us on this journey towards entrepreneurial independence. And remember, it's your determination and drive that will make you bound for success. So you never miss an episode, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your favourite platform. And for more resources and to connect with us, visit our website at babystepspublishing.com. And if you want to grab a copy of my latest book, just go to linktree.com/thekindleking. Until next time, keep crossing over and keep growing. I'm Kevin Long, signing off.